Gore readings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of TV Terror Talk. Very big show tonight. We're going to get right into it.
So we're here tonight to talk about the brand new entries in Into the Dark and Creepshow. But we'll kick it off with Into the Dark. Blood Moon, first off. In this one, we see a woman who is on the run for some reason with her child, and she ends up renting a house in a small town, and I don't know how much to reveal here, but it slowly unravels that there is something wrong with her child that she's trying to keep under wraps. All right, I have... It's weird because I have a lot to say, yet I kind of don't. But Blumhouse. So I've ragged
Blumhouse.
On Blumhouse. I've ragged on Blumhouse a lot lately, and rightfully so. Having said that, yes, there is the occasional really good movie.
I still don't see rightfully so, considering some of their last theatrical stuff.
Rightfully so. I'm getting there. Okay. This is not an example of a horrible Blumhouse production. It's not.
Blumhouse.
Whatever.
I'm going to do it every time now.
But this is the perfect example of what we usually get from them. And that is complete mediocrity. There is absolutely zero original about this story. Acting's good. I really like the lead, the mom. I thought she was very sympathetic. What I couldn't tell you a single reason why you have to watch this, though. If you've seen other similar...
I got one. OCD.
OCD. Well, there you go. That's a good reason. You got to see them all. Again, great cast. Very competently made. There is not a single unique thing to comment on. Hey, yes, always, Sean. There's not a single unique thing about this story. It is just thrown together. See, I could name 20 different movies with a similar, if not the exact same premise, that would be better off going with. But before I dump on it anymore, Kruger, what did you think about Blood Moon? Where does it fall for you in the Into the Dark series?
Well, as you already said, the acting actually was very good. They did get a team of very competent actors, and I really enjoyed, like, the performances. And I thought the story started off pretty good. Like, it had a nice little mysterious feel to it. But after, like, 30 minutes, it really starts to drag and just feel flat as fuck. And then I kept watching, hoping for something to happen. And it didn't until, like, maybe, like, the last 20 minutes. And what we get didn't make, like, the journey worth it whatsoever. We get a bunch of off-screen kills. If you've seen the trailer, you know this is kind of like a take on a werewolf story, and the werewolf we get is lame. This was the big send off for Into the Dark. You know, this was fucking lackluster as hell. And at this point, I'm kind of glad this show is canceled, especially after the last two.
Is it officially canceled?
Maybe that's just with wishful thinking.
Okay, yeah. Because I was going to say, I thought it was coming back in October with three.
Oh, is it? Well, fucking goddamn it. You know, like, my whole thing is these, like, the thing I see with a lot of these Into the Darks is they have actual potential there. But, man, I've just been left disappointed time after time after fucking time. And at this point, like, if they are coming back, like Todd said, you know, I'll probably still watch them just for review sake. But, I mean, please give us something fucking better in the last couple of episodes, man. Because the last three, I feel like have sucked really bad.
With Tentacles, I thought
I liked that one.
Yeah, I liked Tentacles.
I hated it. Yeah.
Good Boy was a couple back.
I didn't watch that one. And then Coherence, I thought, was very lackluster.
Did you watch Crawlers? That was another one I really
liked. I hated Crawlers, bro.
Really?
Hated Crawlers. Fucking hated it, man. Because, like, they play it off as this alien fucking movie, and there's no aliens. Like, it's just, like, That shit was fucking lame. And I feel like with like you bring up Crawlers, like Crawlers had potential as hell. And like that's what I see in a lot of these is they're like, there is true potential, but there sometimes they just don't kick up the horror enough, or they just fall flat for me. And this was no different. Like I said, good acting, and like the premise could be done properly, but
Yeah, and I mean, Marco Rodriguez, that's a name not a lot of people know, but is Miguel. Great actor. There was so much potential. The sleazy sheriff, you could have had that factor into something.
Hasn't,
a little more.
Your boy Steven Seagal broken that guy's arm in like four different movies.
Throwing him through some glass, too. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it's just like, it's a decent enough setup. I thought there, number one, there really isn't any twist. This story goes nowhere. I mean, you know, I mean, Blood Moon, I mean, you may or may not have a pretty good idea what this is about. You do. Actually, you do. Once you start this, that you know everything.
It
you know
should have been about going. Menstruation, because what we got was lame. Like, well, I was interested for about 15
minutes. Ginger snaps for menstruation, if you want that. So
That's also a fucking better werewolf movie. yeah, but I was interested for all of 15 minutes. Like, the acting's fine. They're good, but what they're brought here to do is fucking lame. By the time we get to the reveal of, okay, I'm just going to say it.
It's not a reveal. It's not.
Well, it could either be a werewolf or a big dog. And it's a big dog. That cool. annoyed the fuck yeah. out of me. I am tired of, if it's a werewolf, please make it stand on its hind legs when it attacks. I don't want to see big dogs anymore.
It's a bullshit cop-out. I fucking agree with you. Like, it's a bullshit cop-out to fucking not have a team fucking go work their magic on something, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, it makes zero sense to me. But, a sour bite to end the meal, because unlike Kruger and Dan, I think, I really like Tentacles, whatever it was called. I saw that one twice. And I was like, oh, this is interesting. It's a cool character study. This one, the actors, again, were cool, but, like, the story was just fucking lame. I'm like, I've seen this done better before and worse, to be fair. But I checked out. I didn't give a fuck.
You know when Todd name-dropped, like, some of those other episodes? I know there were a couple of those that I thought were okay.
I don't
remember them already. I've already forgotten.
But if I go through the list, it's about a third when I was looking at them right now. Because the first season, there's a lot. I'd say about a third of them are
showing more off.
Season one had I'm just fucking with you, right?
I'm just okay. Real quick, The Body, Flesh and Blood. I'll even throw Pook out there. Down.
Down's
I'm
the
just
shit.
Fucking with you.
That's the shit.
All That We Destroy.
No, that one wasn't good. I didn't like.
Okay,
that.
Wait. Then Flesh and Blood. That was the. The other one.
The Black Goo Cyborg one?
No, that was the first one. They Come Knocking, I don't even remember.
That's Culture the...
They Come Knocking was the one that took place in the RV. The RV.
Okay, see,
that was okay. I think I liked it.
For me, I'm just fucking with you. And probably Pilgrims or The Pilgrim. I forgot what the fuck it was called. But those two are probably my two favorite out of all of them. And they're like the two slasher ones.
I'm The Body and I'm just fucking with you.
No, The Body too. Yeah, The Body is fucking fantastic.
Down is still my favorite. It's
Down
like
is
the
fucking awesome too.
It's like the sequel to P2 we never got. It's like fucking
yeah, I just feel like it's been so long since we've had a true
You know when it went downhill. You can pinpoint it if you look at the timeline. Dan should know. When did Blumhouse make the turn?
Black Christmas?
Are you talking the company or just Into the Dark?
The whole company, when he made that comment. Ever since then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the comment about female horror directors, which it does feel like he tried to overcompensate for.
At least
Todd's theory was better, though. He's like, see? Here's proof. They fucking suck.
No, there's a lot of great female horror directors, but yeah, I do. Right? I do think like he knew he was in trouble.
But you know what? At least he gives him the fucking television stuff, and that he's not giving him Halloween Kills.
Here's your rope. Hang yourself.
But
it's all a swerve, Dan. He's just gonna at the end be like, "I told y'all."
Well, I don't know. I still think that, again, Blood Moon, even if you've never seen.
Oh, yeah. Well, since you didn't ask me, yeah, I didn't like it either.
Yeah, but, Dan's been in prime form tonight because he's tried to take over the conversation the whole time.
He heard it's his Blumhouse.
He just wants to fucking beat it to death.
Yeah, well, there's a lot. There's not a lot to beat here. If you never saw a werewolf movie,
that's what she said, Dan.
You wouldn't give a shit about this. I'm sorry. They're a shit company overall.
He's hate focused at the moment.
So, Todd, do you have any other comments?
You guys nailed it. The acting was fine. I just didn't care.
Yeah,
it's the big.
I may have made it 20 minutes before I gave up pucks.
Okay, I got excited once I saw fucking Steven Seagal's arch enemy on in cinema. Right. I'm like, that guy's awesome. He's got a creepy face and he's interesting, and he couldn't even hold together.
I'll tell you, the trailer for this looked very good, and I was like, oh, this may be the fucking one. Nope.
Yeah.
No.
That's a no for me, dog.
I'm good if it's canceled. There's other series out there. I don't know. This one, it's few and far between the quality. It just is. It felt like this was incomplete. Like there's like half an hour of story missing.
I'll give you know what I mean? It's yeah, there's definitely room to make it interesting.
Yeah, where's the twist? Where's the final confrontation?
Maybe?
Yeah.
But you would think a werewolf you would think a fucking werewolf movie would at least have a couple of decent kills, but no, let's just put everything off screen and make me hate life at being a horror fan and watching this.
Did you get the sense that they like, cause okay, I'm like, okay, this is a werewolf movie, but then I'm like, maybe not, because it feels too obvious. Like they're gonna throw something at the end that's gonna be a big shock.
Since I watched the trailer, like it was 100%, I already knew it was going to be a werewolf movie.
But more to it, maybe. Like I was expecting something else at the end. I was like, this sure as hell is nothing to it.
At least a little boy werewolf.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Like that could have been the least thing that we got out of the whole situation. But, you know, we didn't even get that. And like, Pug's already brought it up, but I'll say it again, man. That fucking decision that just have a wolf there is lazy as fuck. And, like, it made the whole journey, like, it could have at least made it not that bad if, like, we got,
had
like,
been a monster.
Amazing, like, dude, how about a fucking transformation scene? Like, what the fuck? Have you never seen a werewolf movie in your motherfucking life? Like, I don't understand that.
And I'm wondering if we're missing like some Native American bullshit. Excuse me, some Native American thing where like that's a big deal that could be lost on us. I'm not sure.
Oh, maybe.
And fucking explain that at some point.
That would be good too.
I don't know.
You know what would have been powerful is an American Werewolf in London.
Hold on,
style.
Dan. Why don't you tell us? You're our Indian expert. Fucking stupid.
There needs to be like a transformation. Like American Werewolf in London with a kid, that would have been like
that's what I was saying. Like, yeah, that's how you could have saved it. But
fingernails
like,
coming off. I mean, they're simple. I know you can't recreate that, but
yeah. But the thing for me is like they didn't even try. You know what I mean? Like, all we got was his eyes changing, and that was it. And that's just like I said, cop out as fuck for me. But I think we should stop talking about this turd and get on to the other thing. So why don't we rate this bitch?
All right. Who wants to go first? I know Dan, since you're the lover of all things Blumhouse. Sorry, I'll say it Dan style.
I mean, it's because of the acting, a one, but there's no reason to see this. I give it a one.
Yeah, unless you're a completist and you have to watch every episode of Into the Dark, I'm going to say that's the – yeah, I know. But I'm not going to recommend anyone else do that shit. Yeah, so it's not worthwhile. See, we wasted our time, so you don't have to waste yours.
Yeah.
Correct.
I think one's fair. I'll go one as well. But don't bother.
I'm going to actually go a little bit higher. I'll go 1.5 because I think that the acting was very competent. And, like, all the actors did their job to the best of their ability. But it's just like, man, like I wanted to see this werewolf movie actually do something great, and it could have easily with the cast. And it's just poor writing and poor decision making. So yeah, 1.5 out of 5 for me.
All right. Well, if anyone else out there actually liked it, just chime in the group chat.
I saw a couple of people rating on IMDb not too terrible. So if you're one of those people, I would love to hear – excuse me. I'd love to hear – we're classy here on Flesh Wound War. Fucking – I would love to hear what you liked about this movie and what your reasoning for actually liking it. Because with me, with a lot of these things, like sometimes if you I don't get enough on-screen horror effects, like I get really upset. So I'd be very interested to see like what you thought was good about this movie, if you thought it was good. But – for the majority,
beyond,
I don't
the movie
think so.
Looking very pretty, I can't see anyone defending the actual story. But yeah, speak up. Let's hear you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, maybe next time. I don't know. it's just, but we'll see if we have better luck.
It's Pugs has to go first on the next one.
Do I have to?
Yeah, because Creepshow is your thing.
Okay.
If Dan got to go on the other one.
So we're going to talk the Creepshow season 2 premiere, highly anticipated. And this one, two stories. We've got Model Kid and Public Television of the Dead in these. Joe's closest friends are the model toys of his favorite scary monster movies. Then a public TV station is overwhelmed when the appraisal of an antique book accidentally summons a dark force.
We all know my history. If you're not familiar with the history of the Creepshow, I will... What's that?
But you did like the last special.
I did come around on the Christmas.
Yeah, special. I'm hoping you flipped now. We'll see.
So far, they're back on track with me. If you want to get right with me, you have a fucking kid who loves monsters, and I felt very bad for him because, like, I'm a mama's boy. So once I saw that, I was like, "Oh, this is bullshit. I hope she survives or something." And then fucking drama from Entourage, Kevin Dillon, asshole for fucking no reason. But anyway,
I was dying.
I know about sports. All right, drama. No, it was fun. I had a blast. I really liked the black and white segment. I was like, I hope this is the whole thing. That'd be fucking great. Because then I'd be like, all in. But no, it was very good, very touching. And the only thing is, I wish the bully would have actually got his that didn't live with him. That guy was a fucking dickhead. But yeah, overall, I like this. I hope it stays this way. We'll find out with the second part of the first episode.
Yeah. But
right now, I'm in. Go Creepshow. You found your shit.
They did. They did. I was shocked that it was this good. Now, I like season 1 for the most part. I mean, there were a couple stories that were a little eh. I love The Finger. But this, I mean, if they could keep up this quality, this would potentially be the best horror series on streaming or television. I'll put it that way. I thought this was just old school, amazing. I mean, I didn't grow up in the 70s, obviously, but being a horror fan, it's hard not to relate to this. And some of the lines, Bela Lugosi was a dope addict. it was funny, but touching, and it did it perfect. And the creatures, oh my God.
My favorite was the Christopher Lee, the Kung Fu guy. Well, he's not 100% wrong. It was Fu Manchu. Is that close enough?
Yeah,
absolutely. What do you think, Kruger?
Anytime you're going to fucking open your show with the animatronic creep putting on a Gilman versus mummy film role, like on a projector, you're going to get my attention pretty fucking quick. And yeah, that's the whole silent film sequence in the beginning. I was so into this episode right off the bat. 100% fell for Joe. That was me as a kid, honestly. And like, even now to a certain extent, I felt really bad for him with the situation going on with his mom. Actually kind of brought a tear to my eye, not even gonna lie. That shit hit home like really hard. His piece of shit uncle though, fuck him so hard. I wanted to kill that motherfucker on so many occasions just watching the movie. But luckily, he gets his, and when he does, I loved how it played out, especially with the homage to the original Creepshow wraparound with the voodoo doll. I don't know if you guys caught that, but I thought that was an awesome little homage. And when Gilman and Mummy come out and to play, they look so cool. I want fucking figures and pops of those guys. And yeah, I love this segment a lot.
This show, this felt like the most Creepshow with the colors and everything. The kid, it kind of was channeling the original film with the kid. And I really liked it. It to me, so far, this has been the best thing that's come out of this series. So,
cosine.
Yeah. Number one, and I don't think it's even close. All right. Well, let's move on to the second segment, which is Public Television of the Dead. All right. So, Public Television of the Dead takes place in kind of a crappy TV station where there's this essentially, he's Bob Ross, the painter guy, who has to sort of team up with the other motley crew of hosts to take on supernatural evil created when the Necronomicon comes into play and is read on the air.
Ted Raimi playing himself, by the way.
Ted Raimi, yes. Yep. Evil Dead fans will have a smile on their face because the fruit seller's referenced and all kinds of cool stuff. After that first story, I was like, man, the second is gonna really need to perform well, and it did. Different tone, obviously, but who doesn't want to see Bob Ross fight Deadite? what did you think, Kruger, on this one?
Yeah, man, like this is basically Evil Dead situation took place in fucking a PBS television station, because that's what, like, they all the different characters, like you already mentioned Bob Ross, but the other chick with the puppet, and like everybody reminded me.
Reading Rainbow Dude, reading the Necronomicon. That'd be right? Fucking awesome. That's the only thing missing.
It reminded me of like old school growing up and watching the PBS channel, and I thought that was really fucking cool. And to add the Evil Dead spin on that, I mean, that's fucking amazing. I love Ted Raimi playing himself. He's always great, but he especially killed it in this, I thought. And when he brought out the Necronomicon, I screamed like a little girl, man. I mean, from that point, the episode basically takes place in the Evil Dead fucking goddamn universe. And I think if you're an Evil Dead fan, this is you got to see this fucking episode, man. It just, with all the homages, the tone to it, it brought me right back to like Evil Dead 2 style fucking horror. And that, I'm all for that. I'm all for whatever crossovers we're going to get in the Creepshow series. I hope we get more, because this was just a fucking treat for me being an Evil Dead fan.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a coastline on that, dude. The only thing cooler that could have been happened if Bob Ross would have actually been like a murderer. Like, that's all, like, if he would have went fucking Frank Zito on us, like, okay, now this is extra cool. But the fact that it crosses over with fucking Evil Dead, and like the makeup when he becomes a Deadite, holy shit, it looks fucking great.
Brought me right back, man, to like the original, and just, oh, it's fucking awesome.
I was fucking blown away by this entire episode. I'm like, what? Where has this been the entire time? This is what I was hoping for in the first one. I guess my expectations may have been a little too high, you know, back to this Creepshow. But we're here now. All these stories are fucking, well, both of them have been fucking super interesting and super cool, and just fan service. And I appreciate the hell out of that.
It never leaked. I never heard anything about like, oh, we're doing an Evil Dead episode of Creepshow.
Smart to leave it like that.
Yeah, the only thing that they did was they showed a little teaser, and I was like, there's no way they're really gonna, like, they'll have the Necronomicon, but they're not gonna really do this, are they? And they fucking did, and it blew my fucking brain out of my skull.
More Bob Ross. If we can get like a prequel to him too in his Vietnam thing, just like painting with the blood he fucking used, that'd be awesome.
Can you imagine Bruce Campbell if he could pull off Bob Ross?
Yes, I want that.
Dude, I just want the buddy cop movie of Ash Williams and Bob Ross killing some fucking deadites. Dude, that's the only thing it was missing for an Evil
Bob
Dead.
Bob Ross has to repaint the fucking words of the Necronomicon. Make this happen.
You could have had a heel turn for sure.
That's fine too.
This one was awesome too. Part of me, though, to play devil's advocate, was like something we complain about nothing new, and we kind of have that on some of the stuff, but it was also built upon, like with the Bob Ross stuff. So there was some fan service going on, but they're fucking awesome. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. Dan, is your ceiling falling?
If you're not going to give us anything new, give us something we love. And by all means, this felt like a fucking old school horror hug. I'm like, this is my nice place.
Absolutely. I'd buy this separate. I mean, they could put this out on its own and I'd buy the Blu-ray, just these two stories.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Any closing thoughts?
Keep this shit up. Take your Blue Chew, your Viagra, whatever you got to do to keep this hard on going, because this is awesome.
All right.
5 stars for me.
I'm 5.
5 as well.
Yeah, it's a 5.
One big hole.
Fuck yeah, one big hole. Fucking glorious.
Right. We got to coordinate that.
What's wrong with my hand?
Fuck, man. I feel like Dan. I can't do it right now. I feel like I'm throwing
some gang members are like, I thought these were cool. Fuck these homies.
Yeah, I did just technically put a C on its back, so that's not probably my best.
Now we're all good.
Well, no, that'd be the same thing.
Though. We got no colors. We rep no block.
All right. Well, do you have anything else? Well, we probably should talk about what we have coming up in like a half hour.
Yes, if you're listening live, we are going to be doing a watch along for Bunny Man, the Grindhouse edition specifically. We have that link on the Flesh Wound Features YouTube, so you can check that out. Watch along and listen. We hope to see you there.
Yeah, it's streaming on Prime, so you don't need to pull out a disc or rent a VOD or anything like that. You can just watch along for, it'll be Easter come midnight, so we're going to be checking that out. First time watch for me.
Bringing Easter to all your homes.
All right. Yeah. So with that being said, check us out on Patreon. Like, share, subscribe. Follow us across all the social media bullshits. Please and thank you. So we'll see some of you in a few minutes. Until then, let's get the hell out of here, guys. Dan?
Absolutely. Guten Tag. Good night.
I'll shine.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
And I'll see you in Disneyland.